First, ma'am, on your question regarding Palestinian reunification, you're absolutely correct that Israeli policy has been the single biggest external barrier to progress. Israel has a deliberate and, I think at this point, openly stated policy of separating the West Bank and Gaza. I'm afraid there may be little the Palestinians themselves can do to counter that. However, I think there is a lot that could be done if there were coordinated international attention to the problem. I think if you had an agreement first between the U.S. and key European states, and working from there to bring in key Arab states, particularly including the Saudis and Egypt, I think you could see a division of labor wherein the West could push Israel to significantly ease the siege of Gaza, to allow, for example, Palestinian legislators to move back and forth freely between the West Bank and Gaza. There's much that Israel would need to do to facilitate future Palestinian elections. It should be the job of the West to ensure that Israel is not allowed to permanently divide the Palestinians or stifle Palestinian democracy. And it is worth keeping in mind that it was pressure from the West, particularly the United States, that allowed the 2006 Palestinian elections to happen. So there is precedent for Western governments, including the United States, pushing Israel to allow Palestinian elections that would have to happen again if there is to be progress on this issue. Finally, you asked about what can be done to pressure the United States and change U.S. policy. There, the picture is mixed. On the positive side, there are two new developments over the last, say, 5 years that are noteworthy. First, there is the rise of a new lobbying group called J Street that is pushing for a more moderate and more constructive U.S. policy on the conflict. The number of members of U.S. Congress that line up with J Street is still far smaller than those supporting AIPAC, the right-wing Israel lobby. Nevertheless, the development of J Street is a positive sign, and it suggests that perhaps with time, there will be a more balanced discussion within the U.S. Congress regarding the U.S.'s Israel-Palestine policy. The other positive sign, particularly over the last 5 years or so, is the rise of new grassroots energy, particularly within the American Jewish community, including supporters of boycott, divestment, and sanction, and others on college campuses, of American young people no longer accepting the status quo of the occupation or nearly unfettered U.S. support for Israeli policies which perpetuate the occupation. These trends are also positive, but as with the rise of J Street, I'm afraid will take a long time to meaningfully influence final U.S. policy decisions. So in the short term, I am a bit more pessimistic about what can be done to really move the United States. Thanks.